Good morning. You are listening to The Morning Interview over Raven Radio, KCAW, Sitka. Today, my guests are Yulia Gorenman and Martin Scher. Both are guest artists with the Sitka Summer Music Festival. And they are here in the studio with me to discuss the final two performances of the Sitka Summer Music Festival. Both of them are happening in Harrigan Centennial Hall at 7:30. One is this evening and one is tomorrow. Yulia, Martin, thank you so much for being in the studio with me today.
Good morning.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
So the theme, I heard you say a few minutes ago that the theme of this year's Sitka Summer Music Festival has kind of been unofficially reunion, and you two both go back. Can you tell me a little bit about how you both met?
So it's sort of been, as you say, an unofficial theme of this summer. Zool has collected some wonderful friends from his school days. I went to school with him back at the Peabody Conservatory, and we went to summer camp together. This is my fourth summer, but he's brought in some people for the first time. First and foremost, his sister, who is a fabulous violinist, also went to school at the same time as Zool, and she's here for the first time. Last week we had Christian Kohlberg, who's been here a couple of times and was also at Peabody at the same time. And it's been this sort of amazing coming together of old friends. And Yulia, of course, was part of this gang over in Baltimore at the time.
Right. Not only we were classmates with Zool and great friends, but I also was his next door neighbor. So
wow.
We go back
decades.
It's such a thrill to be here. This is such an amazing musical reunion.
Yep.
And I would love to start out by talking a little bit about the concert this evening. As I mentioned before, it's happening at 7:30 at Harrigan Centennial Hall. And there are a couple pieces being played. Bach's Well-Tempered Clavier, and Schumann's Piano Quintet in E-flat major. And Yulia, tell me a little bit about what it's been like to prepare for this concert, and specifically preparing to perform the Well-Tempered Clavier.
Both pieces have been my lifelong dreams to play, and it's so amazing to actually to realize some parts of your dreams. I remember I was 16 years old when I wanted to, I was trying to figure out what am I going to do with my life, and I had these big, grandiose plans. The number one item was to play the entire Well-Tempered Clavier, and it's pretty incredible to actually get it, to make it happen. I'm in the middle of a multi-year project to play all keyboard works by Bach, and this is the very beginning of it. This is just the tip of the iceberg. There is nothing quite in the Western classical music that can rival the sheer beauty, the sophistication, and also intellectual stamina and physical stamina it takes to play something like this. The entire piece is 2 hours long. It's actually a collection of 48 pieces in all the keys. But we decided for the purpose of the festival to divide them into two concerts, so the part two is going to be performed today, and we're going to top it off with that most incredible, exhilarating Schumann quintet. There's nothing quite like it. When Schumann goes happy, it's just ecstatic.
Yeah, Martin, will you talk a little bit about Schumann's piano quintet and what listeners can expect?
Yeah, so Schumann invented this sort of group of musicians. So it involves a string quartet plus piano. And, this is kind of like the Brahms, which we will hear tomorrow night, is really sort of the height of Romanticism. And what it gives you is sort of the kitchen sink in terms of great melodies and virtuoso playing and high energy stuff. I mean, it's both pieces in their way are just a kind of a thrill ride and designed to get people jumping up on their feet because they just know how to, they just deliver the goods in terms of excitement. And it is music that you absolutely walk out of the hall sort of whistling to yourself or dying to go get a recording of or that sort of thing. And it requires very good string playing, but it requires massively wonderful piano playing. And so Zula's really thrown it all at Yulia to do this these last couple of concerts. I mean, the well-tempered clavier is Himalayan in its difficulty, and you know, she's got to sit there and play an hour of some of the most complicated but wonderful and glorious music at the same time. And then it's, you know, the floodgates open with both of these piano quintets. So you know, I've sort of been describing it this week as pieces that are written sort of in symphonic scope. I mean, when you listen to this music, it's the full range and colors of a full symphony are there to be heard. But it's four string players, and then the piano has to cover all the rest. So she's been a busy lady these last couple of days in rehearsals, but it's an amazing couple of concerts from that perspective.
I remember how incredibly moved I was when we rehearsed in Schumann and Brahms with our wonderful colleagues, Helen Kim, Allison Bailey, Cicely Parnas, and Jenny Douglas and Martin. And I was just thinking that, guys, we're going to raise the roof. This is going to be performances not to miss.
Yeah.
And what's the process? What has the rehearsal process been like? Has it been pretty straightforward?
Incredibly easy. They're such fantastic musicians, and we get along so well. I'm really, really going to miss this. We play the piece through. We fix whenever it needs to be fixed. And very quickly it comes together. It's really kind of gels amazingly well. And there's a free exchange of ideas. There's nobody has kind of got the kind of a role of authority. We're all equal partners.
Yeah, this music is very familiar to us. And so there's a comfort zone that you're already in because we've all loved and grown up with this music. And so putting it together has actually been a total joy. Most rehearsals are, you know, we're trying to fight through laughter and good times to actually get to the business of putting the piece together. But it's been such a joy. Yeah, it's been fantastic energy and great music making.
What a treat for audiences. I think it makes a big difference when the performers have a positive relationship outside of playing together. I think that really comes through.
Absolutely.
You could really see that we're really enjoying not just playing this music, but we're just enjoying being together. Mm-hmm. It's truly a thrill, and it's not too common.
And Martin, these are the final two performances of the Sitka Summer Music Festival. Why end on these pieces?
Well, I think they're just so celebratory in nature. You know, as I said, I think both the Schumann and the Brahms will end these performances with people jumping to their feet. They are just super high energy. They are the fireworks, and it would be very tough to try to do something after these two pieces.
It would be really hard to follow this. It's
right.
It's hard to top it, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think, unfortunately, we are out of time. But if you are just tuning in, my guests today are Yulia Gornman and Martin Schur, both guest artists with the Sitka Summer Music Festival, and we've been talking about the final two performances of the Sitka Summer Music Festival. Both of them are happening at 7:30 at Harrigan Centennial Hall this evening and tomorrow. Yulia, Martin, thank you so much for being in the studio with me today.
Thank you.
Thank you.